This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with here. Spending with me on the air, in the chat room. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can truly watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the polls. You can. There's all kinds of stuff that you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you want to be involved. So, I got so much I want to get through. I don't know if I'm going to get through it all. And I ain't doing it any longer. So, you know, you guys just relax. You don't have to listen to me longer, and I ain't going to talk that much longer. I kind of touched on it with Kimberly. And, you know, we heard about how there was no way. Remember President Obama saying several times that there was no way that Donald Trump could get the economy rolling to the 2% mark. Right? Remember that during the campaign? He keeps talking about what he's going to be able to do. And when he talked about getting, he'd get the economy up to 3%. The GDP up to 3.9% is not going to happen. So, guess what happened? Just recently. Okay, some of you are going to say, I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. He just hit 2.8%. So, you know, the guys on the left are going to say, well, you know, he said 3%. Yeah, but Mr. Oblamo never hit 2.8%. He never got the economy moving at all in any way. So the U.S. economy gathered momentum during the first full quarter with President Trump in charge. Economic growth accelerated to an annual rate of 2.6% from April through June. That's a government report, not a whacked right-wing Fox report or anything like that. Second quarter growth more than doubled from the first 3 months. Which if you listen to the Dems and President Obama, remember when he first took office? It wasn't the first 3 months. It was the first 3 years he wasn't responsible for. Don't you remember that? Everything was Bush's fault. Everything. So if that's the case, so apparently Trump came in. He saw his first quarter was terrible. He must have been making mistakes. So he decided to do what? Change it. Hey, let's. And this comes from CNN Money. So if anybody hates Trump more than CNN, I can't imagine, right? And they put some barbs in here. But the bottom line was, part of this is, I have mixed feelings about this, and I'm going to ask David Fisher about it. But part of this is the fact that the economy gained momentum is that people are feeling better about being able to get a job, that the economy turned around, the market's doing better, and the average person doesn't understand the market's doing better, they see it in other places. Now, the economy gained steam in part because of a stronger consumer spending, and that's according to the Commerce Department. It was helped by a strong jobs market. And personal spending grew at a rate of 2.8%. Again, faster than the first quarter. In the past, people have been unwilling to spend because they don't know where jobs are going. They don't know where companies are going. They don't know if companies are going to be staying. You know what I forgot about today? We were doing, working on a story. And remember that, what was that term, Kodak moment? Remember that? It was always, matter of fact, it was everywhere around the country. This is a Kodak moment kind of thing. Doesn't sound the same, right, when it's a Fuji moment, when you're over at the Grand Canyon, that doesn't mix. Anyway, so it's a Kodak. Anybody know where Kodak is today? That's right, they're belly up. And this isn't a story for tonight, but it was interesting as I was looking. It wasn't because they couldn't make money. That wasn't it at all. It was because that they didn't change with the times. They didn't make the technical changes they needed to make. They saw digital cameras as a passing fad. It really wasn't a big deal. Yeah, and I always joke when somebody makes that much, like, I don't know if you remember these people, Wang Computers. And they really weren't computers, they were typewriters, you know, electronic typewriters. They had all the technology, they had the factories, they had everything else, and the only reason that they wouldn't make computers is because they felt that the computers were, I think it was the owner's son, felt that computers were passing fancy, a passing fad, if you would. How do you think the stockholders felt about that, huh? It must have been a little different. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air. Just in the chat room, involved in a conversation. You know, I don't know if you guys have been listening to the stories about MS-13. And that's the gang members that have been coming over the border, have come over the border in the past. That are running any, you know, and some of the, I'm going to put it this way, going to irritate some of you. Some of the white folk, right? Some of the people that live, you know, that really believe that every community has got 2.5 kids, a white picket fence, and, you know, mommy and daddy are perfect. They don't get it. And when I grew up, it wasn't MS-13, it was a mafia. It's not a happy place to be. It's not a good place to be. Now, what I love about the left, they never, 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 they can't give Trump any kind of credibility. And I don't know who could have said this where they would have given credit, they would have given credibility to. Now, last Friday, he gave a speech vowing to destroy the vile criminal cartel known as MS-13. You know what that sound is, right? That means we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots coming up after the break. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always, 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 always fun having you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's have that. Head up to the website, by the way. Buy the book. See, if you were watching, as I'm pointing, buy the book. Also, we have a Apple app and an Android app. And it allows you to watch during the show. It allows you to do all kinds of stuff. So take a look. Tell me what you think. And, you know, always looking for ways to make it easier for you to get the show. The easiest way is you get a hold of your local station. Right? If they don't have the show, you need to ask them, why don't you carry the show? What's wrong with you people? If you don't get the proper answer, if you don't get the answer you want, you like, then just send me the info. I'll be more than happy to call them. I think we picked up three or four stations a few months back, all on phone calls. And the stations only change, you know, they change their lineups once a year. But you start getting the information, or you start getting the information out to them. And that way there, you don't fumble with your phone in the car. You can drive safely and just listen on the radio, although you'll find yourself yelling at the radio at times, but hey, whatever. Talking about Mr. Trump, and how, well, who isn't, right? And how the left right now is having a field day with him over his conversation about MS-13 gangs. And they're playing up the fact that one of the police departments was upset, somewhat distancing themselves from Mr. Trump and his comments because they didn't like the way he said that the cops were tougher than the gangs. You know, some of the gangs may take that they may take it as a challenge. Other people take it as, well, the left were saying that, you know, that the, it makes the cops look like thugs. I don't think it makes the cops look like thugs at all. I think what it says is, our policemen are tough. And you may think you're tougher than they are. No way, no how. I believe that. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. If you have a difference of opinion, or we're on the same page, I don't care. Pretty thick skin. I can take about anything. Now, when he gave his speech last Friday, he vowed to destroy MS-13. Now, there's been quite a few promises that some of you don't believe it, but he has kept, and he's moving in that direction. But that's why we have three branches of government. Yeah, it's really funny. We complained under Obama that he didn't pay attention to. He was in line with. He wouldn't adhere to the three branches of government. He couldn't do anything he wanted to do when he wanted to do. Now we've got a president that is adhering to it and is running up against the Constitution, which is what was meant to happen, right? And we're complaining about it. So, you know, guys, can't have it all three ways. It just doesn't work that way. Anyway, so there's some in the media right now that are just beating up Mr. Trump. They're talking to Trump. They're talking his, you know, tough talk. Tough talk about the brutal gang, and instead presented a sympathetic coverage of the group known for carrying out gruesome murders. That's right. But they do it all the time, right? We just talked about Che Guevara and how the people on the left love him. They talk great about him all the time. What a revolutionary he was. What is it? Same thing with MS-13? They think they're revolutionaries, maybe? Trump's Friday speech on Long Island, where MS-13 gang members have wreaked havoc, highlighted his plan to crack down on gang violence and enforce immigration policies, mostly to prevent these criminals from illegally entering the United States. Why is that so bad? Why is that a problem? You know, and again, it's what I said before. These guys, there's nothing that he's going to do. Nothing. Absolutely nothing that he's going to do that's going to make this right in any way. Don't you agree? You know, somebody asked me this weekend if I thought, it was a Ted Cruiser, And I thought if Ted Cruz had won, would we still have this nasties? Like, oh, yeah, we would have these nasties. If any Republican president won, we'd get these nasties. And some of the biggest reasons, first of all, I agree that it's somewhat heightened because it's Trump. You have to understand, their expectations were not met. They are freaked out that the princess known as Hillary, or the queen known as Hillary, didn't win. This is not, and this nastiness, this hate, has always been under their surface, always been just under the skin. But we brought it forward because they're frustrated. You know what they say about how vicious a wounded animal can be, right? This is what you're seeing play out. Now, MS-13 has transformed peaceful parks, beautiful, quiet neighborhoods into bloodstained killing fields. They're just flat-out animals. This is why I always get mad when I see the mafia men, or the mafia as a whole, excuse me, not just mafia men, but the mafia as a whole, when you see them almost glamorized, almost romanticized, right? Let me tell you what, they don't do good things. They're a brutal bunch of animals. We know this. This is nothing new. This is not hidden anywhere. And I don't care at any time. Now I don't care if you're talking about the Sicilian mafia, the Italian mafia, the Asian mafia, the Mexican mafia. They are just a group of animals. We can't tolerate these things. Anyway, He goes, they're animals. We can't tolerate this as a society. There's billions of innocent young, wonderful, vibrant blood. These kids can't even play in parks. They have their homes. Some of these kids can't play in their parks, in the parks in front of their homes. I mean, play in the little, the front yard. Right? And we think this is okay. We're good with this, right? Come on, think about it. In Chicago, I think I heard this weekend, again, being busy, I couldn't keep up with all of it. No, that was July 4th. In Chicago this weekend, I think we actually got to 400 murders or 400 shootings. I think it was 400 murders, maybe. Did you check that for me?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's being done? Oh, come on, honestly, what's being done? See, if these yo-hos come up to the microphone and constantly just say, yeah, we got to take care of guns, we got to crack down on guns, we got to take care of guns, No! You've been saying this for years. There's been movement in that area. Chicago's one of the... Why don't you let the police do their jobs? Even the cops in Chicago are talking about that, how their hands are tied. And even when they arrest these people, because of the way the judges are and the way the laws are in Chicago, they pretty much go out the back door. They're back out in the streets in a relatively short period of time. There was even an article back in July where the police in Chicago actually said they're frustrated. You know, they've in July they had some of the worst violence of the weekends that they've had in a long time, and they feel that as they're debriefing with the police, as they're debriefing with the court systems, they're finding out that there's loopholes in the law that's allowing these young animals to go right in the front door, out the back door. How do you fix that? Close the loopholes, you give the cops more power in those areas, and you make it impossible for, pretty much impossible for them to step on the street without being searched, arrested, or something. I'm seriously. We'll talk more about MS-13 inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We will be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
Being
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Isn't that just like a WOP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563, and really, don't go far. I want you with me. I want you to pay attention. We got a lot going on. I'm hitting on a lot of stories today. I mean, I got a lot to catch up on. I'd love to tell you more about this weekend, but frankly, it's making my stomach turn, and I'm just done talking about it. So, you know, tell your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. We've got writers, we've got stories up there that you can enjoy. I hope you enjoy. You can buy my shirts, you can buy the book, you can buy coffee mugs, you can buy stuff. It helps us out. Anyway, the talking about Trump's speech on Friday about MS-13. The gang members, that is. And they've wreaked havoc. I mean havoc. In the cities that they're in. And I can't believe, you know, years ago, if you guys remember, some of you that are old as I am, go back to the days of aluminum foil on antennas. But, you know, you'd watch 60 Minutes or, you know, shows like that, and they would deal with this stuff. They would show you innocent in crime. They would show you what the police were doing about it. There wasn't any, I guess it wasn't acceptable to in any way, shape, manner, or form, glamorize what these gangs were doing or not doing. And some people didn't give a crud how you took these people down as long as you took them down and got them out of their neighborhoods. I sometimes feel that's why crime hangs so long in some of these neighborhoods. They were so worried about everybody's rights, and we should be. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we take people's rights away. But when you got people that are here illegally and you know they're committing these kind of things, there shouldn't be any. They have no rights. You need to get them locked up. You need to get them in handcuffs. You need to get them out of here. Seriously. You know what I want to do? I think, let's not, how about we do this? Let's not build a wall in Mexico. I have an idea. It just came to me. Too bad we didn't have like a big major light in the middle of the studio. I just had the light come on with the angels singing like I just got this from God or something. You know the wall they're talking about building along Mexico? Forget the wall on the Mexican border. Let's go out to the Mojave Desert. Okay? Let's do, I don't care, what do you want, 20 square miles, 10 square miles, a square mile, whatever you decide is needed. And let's put up a 25-foot high fence. And I want everything. I want barbed wire. I want razor-sharp edges on it. I want the steel that it takes to build a fence. That's what I want. I want it all the way around, okay? And then I want you to take these murderous animals, gang members like this, and I want you to put them inside that little city of theirs. And I would have hand pumps for water. I'd make sure we find wells, but they have to hand pump it, right? I'd throw them a whole bunch of tents with no directions, you know, pup tents, kind of tents we give the army people. Let them figure it out on their own. Let them live like the animals they want to live like. You know what I'm saying? And I can think of all kinds of things we can do. Maybe we have some kind of water area we can throw fish in once in a while, teach them how to fish. I would not make it easy for them. That's not the job of civilization, is to make it easier on the animals. And then maybe, you know, like in Joe R. Pyle's area, now they're treating them like crap right now, but I'm sure that'll get worked out. I'm believing that'll get worked out. What I'm trying to get at, though, is you think about how these people are treated, or how we should be treating these people, based on how they're treating others. How many people do you think did not want to go back to jail in Joe R. Pyle's area? I wonder how the illegal immigration activity is on the rise since Joe's not sheriff anymore. You know what I'm saying? And you can't even take your kids. Some people in these areas that are held by the MS-13 gang, right? I mean, they've been turned into little Tijuana places. Now, most of the enforcement officials that Trump was speaking with applauded, cheered what he had to say. Now, there were some that came out and didn't like his comments about saying that the MS-13 gangs are tough, but our boys are tougher. Our police are tougher. You don't want to fool around with our guys. They're tougher. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think he was saying they were thugs. I don't think he was saying they were nasty people. I don't think any of that. I think flat out what Trump was saying is, you know, you guys are the JV team. We've got the varsity team. We've got the guys that know what they're doing. They're better, they're faster, and they're stronger than you are. That's what I think he was saying. Despite the president's pledge to stop the killings and keep Americans safe, notice the point there, keep Americans safe from gang members, several left-leaning outlets asserted that Trump was making the gangs stronger. Of course he does, right? So we come out against Muslims, we make them stronger. Right? We threaten to put them in jail for what they do, we make them stronger. We are definitely, the society has gone off the deep end. Well, the left society has gone off the deep end. Telling them that they're thugs for what they're doing, they're bad people, I'm kind of confused. That will make them stronger? CNN claimed that Trump's speech was emboldened, or had emboldened MS-13, allowing the group to more easily recruit members because the network said the president's policies were instilling fear in illegal immigrants. This is what a Muslim guy tried to tell me this weekend. That because of the travel ban, that would bring more people to ISIS. Well, good. It's more Marines. I mean, more people for our Marines to practice on. I mean, if you're going to get stupid, I'm going to get stupid, too. Boy, we can't hold them to the law. We can't try to intimidate them. We can't speak the truth because they might get stronger. Isn't that wonderful? The president's policies were instilling fear in illegal immigrants. CNN's Dan Lieberman even went so far as to interview two gang members who complained that murders from MS-13 don't only hurt one family, but hurt both. Goes on to say, I started growing up in that type of neighborhood. I didn't really get love from my family where I grew up. MS-13, they were there for me. Almost all of them, one member told Lieberman, they seemed like really nice people. They were there for me through tough times. This sounds like a family unit, right? Sounds like the Boy Scouts. Sounds like anything but MS-13. Think about what they're making it sound like. CNN's trying to make it sound like it's a boys group or a family group or a family support group. It's not, and neither is the mafia. Vox got in on the action by releasing a report that twisted Trump's words to appear as if the president believed all illegal immigrants were subhuman. Trump, in his speech, highlighted the recent killings of MS-13 has carried out in an attempt to have the gravity of the situation hit home for, you know, a Long Island crowd. But to Vox, it was just tough talk before an adoring crowd. No, it was tough talk to let MS-13 know there's a new sheriff in town. We're going to actually uphold the law. You're not going to get away with what you did before. Slate's, which is always a very important publication, Slate's Jamela Boo, I guess that's it, said that Trump's speeches on MS-13 and illegal immigration used words to make white people afraid. That's what he did. Petrified me. Trump wasn't just connecting immigrants to a violent crime. He was using an outright racist trope that of the violent... That of the violent, sadistic, black or brown criminal that are preying on innocent white women. I didn't see that. Did you see that? Did you hear him? I didn't hear him say that. So if you get to read between the words, can we? When President Obama told people they could just go to vote, don't be afraid to go vote, they're just trying to keep you from voting. You should be able to vote. You don't think there was anything going on in between those lines, right? No, because he's pure. He's the king. He was pure. He didn't do anything wrong. But anything a white person says, anything a white elected official says, anytime somebody tries to enforce the law, you find something wrong with it. The Washington Post columnist Philip Bump used this tactic to criticize Trump, too, when the president on Wednesday visited Ohio and told a story about gang violence. The anecdote referring to a murder in Virginia is Trump's graphic depiction of Hispanic immigrants in the United States. Violent, bloodthirsty animals. No, the president specifically called out the MS-13 members. Now, if they happen to be Hispanic, if they happen to be, I don't know, from Mexico, well, then so be it. Then yes, the Mexican members of MS-13, the Hispanic members of MS-13, the illegal immigrants, the illegal aliens, the illegals that are in MS-13. Or the gang of MS-13. See, it's just calling out fact. It's calling it what it is. And if it pees them off, so be it. Go home. Go back to where you belong. Do the crime there. Have that government spend its money protecting its people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a minute.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help." Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I want to do some cleanup a little bit here, okay? First of all, David from the Facebook feed. I listened to Tommy Lahren, whatever the heck her name is, this weekend. Just call her Tommy. I listened to her this weekend at the event I was at. And some of you are going to hang up the minute I say this. I was not impressed. I mean, she's great at commentary, and you know she's very, very passionate about what she believes. I get all of that. But when you sit in a room and actually have to fight somebody, verbally spar with somebody, if you would, she doesn't have it. She's not there. I'm sorry. I saw it. I saw the people talking over her. That thing this weekend, I wasted a lot of my time. But what I did find out is how individual people think. You know, again, I had talks with some young ladies that were there, some Muslims that were there, and atheists, people from all walks of life. And it was really interesting because you could always tell the ones that really wanted to have a conversation knew you were on the other side, but wanted to have a conversation with you, they would walk over, and they didn't have the look like they were gonna pop up with their laser sword, and take you out. You know what I'm saying? They actually wanted to talk with you. That's a big deal. That's a good thing. And it was one fellow, a Muslim guy, that we were having pretty spirited conversation. And unlike some people that I know that are Democrats or liberals, I'm talking two Italian guys, look like two Italian guys going at it in the corner. you know, just yelling at each other. And when we were done, he looked and he said, look, do you agree that we're really not that far apart? I said, yeah, I do. We shook hands, and even, well, he didn't drink coffee. I said, look, we're going to have a cup of coffee. He goes, no, I got some other people to go antagonize. I thought it was talking to me for a minute. But we can do that. We can talk to other people. We should be able to talk to other people. Look, some of you, and the only reason I left it up, I think I talked about this earlier. Did I talk about this with Kimberly when I talked about that post? Michelle Obama's post. I don't know. I'll say it again. All right. So we put up a post about Michelle Obama. I did a piece on she was whining. I'm sorry, that's what it is. She was whining that she had to put up with racism the 8 years she was in the Oval Office. Now, you go read the piece. It's on Facebook. I'll do a follow-up piece to it here shortly. But there were some people that were going through the post, and they were just being, you know, mean and, I won't say mean and nasty, because they don't appreciate her, all right? And as I wrote in the piece, you can't call me a racist because I don't agree with you and you happen to be black. You can't call me a racist because I don't agree with you and you happen to be Hispanic. I don't agree with you because I don't agree with what you're doing. I don't care what color you are, what sex you are. I don't care how fat or thin or tall or short or where you come. I don't care. If you're doing something wrong and I don't like it, it has nothing to do with your color. Let's move on from that. So a couple of you boneheads decided to use the N-word. Those I just totally took out. I figure if you're that far gone that you have to use the N-word 3 or 4 times in a post, there's no reason to give you any kind of any kind of credence. So once in a while, there'll be one N-word in there, and I'll take it, and I'll wipe out everything but the N. You know how they do that, right? Because I do not agree with shutting people down like that. I just don't agree with it. I think you need to see the uglies. I think you need to see what's out there, and I think it needs to make you uncomfortable. I also think that those of you that are on the other side of the issue that want to have an open, honest dialogue, you need to go after that person that's just using their limited vocabulary. And you just use headful words. Well, one person used the word orangutan when they were talking about Michelle. And before I got to it, and I wasn't rushing to get to it, don't get me wrong. Some of these things have 100, 200, whatever comments. I don't go through them all. Producer Tammy goes through them during the show, and whatever one she can get to, she likes or hides or whatever. But I saw people start to respond. All right, but respond in a positive way. Hey, dude, uncalled for, you know, not the right thing. We don't have to go there. There's other things we can call her. And I have decided, even more so, we have to stop hiding this stuff. You have to stop taking this stuff down. Now, some of you aren't going to agree with me, but you know what the bottom line is? I want to see your hate. I want to know where you're coming from. I want to know how to deal with you. I want to know how to call you out. And you as conservatives, I can't speak to the liberals because I don't speak their language. But you as conservatives, when you see somebody has written something that nasty and you're trying to have an open, honest conversation, you realize the conversation stops. When you're talking to a black person or about a black person and you use the N-word, the conversation stops. You are no longer now having an intelligent conversation. You're having a hate fest, okay? Now, there's exceptions to that. Sorry, some of you won't agree. But it's like this, what is it, Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. They've decided to take the N-word out. Because it's hurtful. I've talked to some of my black friends, and they're mixed about it. Seriously, some of them say, yeah, it's a hateful word. I'd rather not see it. Others say, no, I get it. I get why we have to do it. I personally believe we have to do it because you have to see the hate, the nasties in American history. You have to see the times we were not the most loving people. We were not the most caring people. You have to see the times when America wasn't shining at its best, because then you can see what we did to change it. You can see what we did to turn it around. You can see what we did to make it better, which is what we always strive to do, what we should always be striving to do. And just being something, look, I get offended every time somebody, so Joe, where's your family from? And I know already that's politically incorrect, right? One guy this weekend got upset. I was sitting with, and she'll tell the story on Wednesday when she's on with us, but Andrea Kay. I'll let her tell the story, but basically she asked the guy where he was from because of an accent he had. It had nothing to do with country. Absolutely nothing, but he took that hard left turn and all of a sudden she was the worst thing since sliced bread. I understood what she was saying. I was at a meeting with last Friday. I was at an event where the LA County Sheriff was there. And I caught a tone in his an accent. A slight accent, but an accent nonetheless. And my God, I asked him where he was from. Oh, my God. Right? If somebody on the left was there, they would have killed me. He got it. He smiled. Because I knew where he was from. I got it from the accent. So there's nothing wrong with us asking. We've got to the point where we can't ask each other questions. Everybody's so offended. I'm not offended. I am not offended when somebody makes the leap because my family's Italian or from Italian ancestry that they must be in the mafia. It's ignorance. It's just ignorance. My dad always says you can't get mad at stupid people. They don't know they're stupid. All right? You make it right. You say, yeah, right, because all people in the mafia, I am too. Dude, do you realize if you aggravate me and you think I'm in the mafia, you haven't got long to live, right? How stupid are you? Come on. You have to make fun of some of this stuff, or else you're going to be offended 24/7. I don't want to live like that. I'm not going to do that. But coming back to, so I left it up there, and there's a bunch of my friends on the left that are mad at me for leaving it up there, and not for any other reason. They say, well, that kind of stuff's hateful, needs to be brought down. I don't agree. That stuff needs to be left up because I don't want you as my friend. I don't want you on my side. I don't even want you listening to the show. If that's the kind of mindset you have towards black people or others, I don't know what other comparisons are. We're just dealing with one in particular. What I want to see, though, is as we always say, I want to see other conservatives jump on that person for what they're saying and doing. Otherwise, we're just as much hypocrites as those on the left, as we say those on the left are we not? Come on, think about this. Are we not? And then, guys like me, I do it on a regular basis. I say to my Muslim friends, and we have a few of them, well, I'll say quite a few of them, and I would say, where is the outrage? That's all I want. I want the moderate Muslim, I want the Muslims that truly believe in their God, I want them to come out and say, hey, that's not our God. That guy that just blew up this, I want them to come out in big numbers and say that. Instead, all we ever see is these crazy imams and other groups that come out. And even this weekend, when I was talking to some of the Muslims that were there, they don't want to talk about the negatives. Look, I'm a Christian. I will call out another Christian when they're doing the wrong thing. And I don't mean just cheating on their wife or something like that. I'm talking about when you have a Christian that goes to a Planned Parenthood and does something stupid, I'm calling that guy out or that girl out or whoever it is. Because that's what we're supposed to do. Because I always love when a Muslim comes up to me and says, yeah, well, what about the Christians in Planned Parenthood? I said, yeah, what, 8 deaths in 20 years? You know, people in your group pull that off in a month. Call it out. That's all we're asking you to do. Call it out. Show that you truly care about other human life. Call it out. And we should all be doing it. And again, you conservatives, because you're the only ones I can really talk to. We talk the same language. You conservatives. Do not let people, whether it's, I don't care if it's my post or somebody else's post, I don't care whose post you're on. Do not let other people define us by using that language. Don't let them get away with it. I don't like Mr. Obama. I don't like him now. I didn't like him when he was president. All right? I never wanted the man shot. I never want them killed. And you heard me say it. I said it over and over and over again. He's a father, a husband, a dad. Now, same thing. You know what I'm saying. Okay? Human being. It's not the way we work as Christians. It's not the way we work. Didn't like the guy. Prayed for him every day. All right? Didn't belong to my party. Didn't belong to my ideology. We probably would say nothing at lunch together. But it's not the way we're supposed to. You know, you want to beat down love, Trump's hate, all that crap that they spew? And you're the one that needs to be bigger than that. So when somebody comes out and says those kind of stupid things in a post, I don't want to take it down. I want you to see it. I want you to step up like the people you say you are, and I want you to push it down. I want you to fight back. Otherwise, all you are is a Facebook warrior. And that's even below the junior varsity team. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back top of the hour. Not my fault, Facebook. They don't want to make us restart. Other than that, hey, check out the website, therealside.com. Buy the book, buy the shirt, buy the coffee cup. Have a lot of fun on the weekend. We'll be right back.